On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, singer, rapper, producer, Allo Black. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for taking the time. That's a cool setup you got right there. I'm assuming you're in your studio.
Oh, yes. This is where the magic happens. I get to make my songs here and do all my Zoom meetings here.
I love it. Now, have you been able to flex those creative muscles even more during this downtime that we've all been experiencing?
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant struggle. It's trying to balance the activism with the movement for Black Lives. It's trying to balance the kids at home, trying to still be a husband that's taken care of and attentive to my wife. And then, after all that, making music and promoting my records.
Yeah, that's a full plate. How many kids you got, Ella?
I got two kids, a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Oh, okay. We're like on the same program right there.
Yeah, I see that.
keeps you busy, huh?
They absolutely do. You know, I'm trying to figure out how I can get on a workout schedule like you. I've got so many other things. The last thing, you know, I threw my back out the other day trying to play with the kids. I'm like, oh man, I gotta start doing some push-ups or sit-ups or something.
Yeah, I know. I do it more for sanity than for vanity. So I'm with you right there. Now, the new single is out, My Way. Definitely inspirational. How'd this song come together?
Yeah, the song My Way is part of what I call my theme of music. I make music that's affirmational, inspirational, and motivational. People ask me if I make dance music. Well, yeah, I did Wake Me Up. Did I make soul music? Yeah. Did I Need a Dollar? Do I make pop music? Yeah. I made Candyman with Zed. But I like to say that what I do inspires people, just like this new song, My Way. And it's all about self-determination. It's all about going for your goals no matter what the obstacles. And we know right now a lot of people see this pandemic and the quarantine as an obstacle, but you can overcome it if you find new ways to challenge yourself to get your dreams accomplished.
I like that message right there. That's empowering stuff. And I like that you touch on the different genres as well. And this, of course, from the new album, All Love, Everything. What are the biggest challenges you faced as the songs got more and more personal?
Yeah, as the songs got more and more personal, it was just thinking, like, how much do I want to share about my intimate relationships? Do I want to go into, you know, fights or issues that I have with my wife, as every couple might have, but you get over it because you love one another. And so I didn't go that deep. I just started at the surface. I just talked about my love for my wife. We'll start there. Hey, maybe in the next album we'll get deeper.
That's a smart man right there. I feel you on that. Obviously I know ultimately the goal is to get back to live performances and hopefully the end is in sight and we'll get to that soon. But have you been doing any of like those virtual performances or thought about like those drive-in shows and stuff?
Lots of virtual performances. I have been doing concerts and performances. One that I did was a performance for Centennial High School in the Compton School District where they were graduating. Obviously, they didn't get a chance to do it in the normal way, so I lent my voice as a singer at their graduation. And, you know, I'll be doing more, especially as we get toward November 3rd, voting season, trying to promote. People need to register to vote. They need to get educated. And then they need to execute and actually go vote. And being part of this the movement right now, I'll be doing some things around ending qualified immunity. So just trying to get accountability in our policing system around in the United States.
And Allo, I want to briefly talk about Wake Me Up because love that song and still gets a lot of love on the radio. So what do you remember about the writing sessions with Avicii?
And so when I met Avicii, we had a fast respect and admiration for each other's work and craft. I had an admiration and respect for the passion that he had in making music. And when I had a chance to work with him on Wake Me Up, it was a really quick session. And I say this, you know, kind of tongue in cheek, because my wife and I were pregnant with our first child. And I figured I had 4 good hours that I could be outside of the house before I needed to be back to help her make a Nutella sandwich or something.
Right.
So I got there with lyrics that I knew were very strong. I didn't want to waste his time and I didn't want to waste Mike Einziger's time, who also co-wrote the song. So when I got there, they had already started on making chord progressions and a guitar rhythm.
Oh, wow.
So we put those two together.
Productive.
And it was a magical combination. We didn't know what would happen, we just knew it felt good in the studio.
Oh man, well it worked out. Obviously, that's a classic. Now, what's something musically that you want to do, Allo, that you haven't had an opportunity to do yet?
You know, my parents are from Panama, and I grew up with the English language, of course, but I grew up with the Spanish language.
Oh.
I listened to salsa, merengue, cumbia, you name it, and I want to get into doing some more Spanish language songs. I did a Spanish cover of my first single on this album called I Do, and my mom just sent me an interpretation for the lyrics of My Way, which is the single that we're talking about now.
Yeah.
So let's see, you know, I want to get into it. There are so many salseros and cantantes
yeah.
that I love, and I want to be able to represent that part of my heritage.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that about you. That's cool, man. Latino right there. So you're first
Latino.
You're first generation like me then.
I'm first generation, proud to be first
nice.
Generation. And you know, I put it in my music. If you see the music video for Wake Me Up, my acoustic version, I talk about the immigrant struggle. I discuss that by showing day laborers and dreamers. And then in My Way, in the lyric, when I say, every time they build a wall around me, I will tear it down and say, I gotta live my dreams. And that's a shout out to the dreamers who are immigrant students trying to better the chances for their opportunities in the future by getting educated here. And obviously tearing down the wall is a call out to the administration that's trying to divide human beings.
Muy bien, amigo, muy bien. I look forward to hearing some of that music and that fusion. I think that'd be great, man. That's cool. That's very, very cool.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
Right on. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay, Allo? Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
The Black AF.
Okay. Song you wish you wrote?
What's Going On?
Ooh, that's a great answer too. We got good that's two good. Great answers. That's a good one. Let's go. That's a great one too. Celebrity crush growing up.
Sade.
Ooh, I love me Sade. Yes. Dream collaboration.
Quincy Jones, Stevie Wonder, and Anita Baker.
Oh, you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned Anita Baker. I feel she's so underrated. I love me some Anita
Baker. No, she's not underrated. People gave her a dues, but it's a whole new generation that needs to learn. So let's
That's
tell
what
the
it
world.
Is, then. Yes.
We need Anita Baker back. She retired. I wish that she would not retire. Let her know that I am waiting for her return.
I love me some Anita Baker,
back.
Too. I didn't know she officially retired. I just, okay. But she didn't get as much love these days. Like, I'm glad you gave her a shout out. Okay. Something you learned about yourself in 2020.
Whoa. I learned about myself in quarantine. I am not as physically fit as I thought I was. So much more work with the kids.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I said, I need to take some time, do some yoga or some Pilates or something. I need to learn something. I was thinking about if I'm going to do this Spanish language album, I might as well start learning how to properly dance salsa. I think I got a little bit of moves.
There you go.
My wife is really the one who knows how to do it. So she's going to have to lead me until I can lead her.
That sounds like a good plan right there. And I look forward to hearing that music. Well, it was nice chatting with you, man. And listen to My Way now on iHeartRadio or wherever you get music. Allo, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Take care, brother.
Take care. Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.